Today we're making a tape dust breakdown, or what I like to call a drop ghost, inside Ableton Live 12. This is a beginner-friendly jungle and old-school DNB lesson, but the result can sound seriously legit if you follow the energy and keep it musical. The goal here is not to make a huge breakdown that kills the track. The goal is to create a short fake-out moment that feels like the drop is coming, but instead of fully landing, it leaves behind dust, tension, and a worn-out tape vibe. Think half-heard Amen Ghosts, dusty warehouse air, cassette wobble, and that feeling of a tune holding its breath right before the bass comes back in. We're working at 172 BPM in 4/4, which is right in that classic jungle and DNB zone. Set up a few tracks first. Drums. Ghost drums, bass tease, tape dust effects, and a master processing check. If you already have a drop in your tune, grab a few elements from it and bring them into the breakdown later. That helps the transition feel connected instead of random. Let's start with the drum foundation. Even in a breakdown, you still want rhythm. Jungle works because the groove is always alive, even when it gets stripped back. If you've got an Amen break, drag it into Simpler on the drums track and turn Warp on. You can slice it if you want more control, or keep it as a loop if that's easier. If you don't have an Amen break, build a simple break pattern using kick, snare, and hats. Keep the snare strong on 2 and 4, add a few ghost kicks around it, and let the hats fill in the motion. Now let's process that break so it feels aged and a little worn. Add EQ 8 first. High pass at around 30 to 40 HC to clean up the useless low rumble. If it feels muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 HE. If the break needs a bit of shine, gently lift the top around 8 to 10 KHC, but don't overdo it. Then add saturator with just a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB. And turn soft clip on. That adds grime and density without smashing the sound. After that, use redux very subtly. You're not trying to destroy the break, just give it a slightly degraded, dusty character. Finally, use auto filter with a low pass filter, and automate it so the break slowly darkens as the breakdown goes on. That movement is a huge part of the vibe. Next, we build the ghost drums. This is where the drop ghost effect really starts to show itself. Make a new MIDI track called Ghost Drums and drop in a drum rack. Keep the kit small and tight. A muted kick, a short snare, a rim or ghost clap, and a closed hat. Now write a sparse 1-bar or 2-bar pattern. You want suggestion, not payoff. Maybe the kick on 1, a ghost kick just before 2, a snare on 2, an offbeat hat, and a little ghost hit near the end of the bar. Leave gaps, let it breathe. This part is important. The ghost drums should not sound like a full drop. If they feel too big, the mystery disappears. Ghost parts need to be smaller in tone, smaller in width, and smaller in attitude. Process them with a EQ8 and high pass them somewhere around 120 to 180 HZ. That gets rid of low-end weight and makes them feel lighter. Add a compressor with gentle settings, just enough to tuck the hits together. Then use auto filter for a haunted, filtered feel, and add a little reverb or hybrid reverb with a short decay and a low wet amount. You want space, not wash. And if you want that old school, foggy feel, nudge a few hits slightly off the grid. A little behind the beat feels lazy and dusty. A little ahead feels nervous and tense. Tiny timing changes can make the whole section feel more human. Now for the bass tease. In DNB, bass is everything, but in a breakdown you do not want to give away the full patch. Add a MIDI track called Bass Tease and use something like Operator, Wave Eatable, or any synth you already know. Keep it minimal. One low note, one pitch movement, a short response phrase, maybe a filtered bass stab with a delay tail. That's enough. You're haunting the listener with the idea of bass, not blasting them with the real thing. A simple way to do this is to layer a sine sub from Operator with a muted mid bass or a restrained res. Keep the sub mono with utility and keep the width at zero on that layer. Use EQ8 to clean up any muddy low mids. Add a touch of saturator for warmth, but again, be subtle. Maybe have the bass tease appear only once every 2 bars, or do a little pitch drop into silence. The less you say, the more the listener leans in. Now let's bring in the tape dust texture. This is the atmosphere that ties the whole breakdown together. Make a new audio track called Tape Dust FX and load in some hiss, room noise, vinyl crackle, or even your own recorded noise. Keep it quiet under the breakdown. Then process it with EQ8, high passing somewhere around 200 to 400 HC so it stays out of the way of the real low end. Use redux lightly if you want a more broken digital texture. Add auto filter and automate a slow low pass movement. Then try roar with just a touch of drive to make the dust feel alive. Hybrid reverb can add a small noisy room around it, but keep the wet level low. If you want a tape wobble feel without using a special tape plugin, Fake it with simple movement. Automate utility gain very slightly. Move the filter cutoff. Let things drift in a controlled way. The key word here is imperfection. This should feel like a memory of a groove, not a perfectly polished loop. Now let's arrange the breakdown like a real DNB transition. A good 8-bar breakdown has a clear energy curve. In bars 1 and 2, let the full drums drop out and let the tape dust atmosphere come in, along with a filtered break or chopped ghost break. In bars 3 and 4, bring in the ghost drums and maybe a little bass tease at the end of bar 4. In bars 5 and 6, let the break feel a bit more active, maybe with a few more snare ghosts or a reverse cymbal. Then in bars 7 and 8, strip it back again, raise the tension, stop the bass tease, and maybe add a snare roll or filtered fill before the return. This is the big idea to remember. A drop ghost is about withholding energy. Don't fill every moment. Don't leave full low end running. Don't stack too many layers just because you can. The breakdown gets its power from contrast. Full drums become filtered fragments. Heavy bass becomes a memory of bass. Solid groove becomes broken air. Now for the signature moment, the ghost drop. This is the fake out before the real drop, and it's one of the most satisfying things you can do in jungle and DNB. On the last beat or last half bar before the drop, cut the bass, cut the drums, and leave only a tiny reverb tail, a hiss, or a delayed snare whisper. You can use auto filter for a downward sweep or utility for a quick mute and gain drop. Echo can leave a short feedback trail. Hybrid reverb can help the section trail off into space. And if you want a tape stop style feel, you can even use warp or audio automation to slow the clip down just slightly. One tiny gap before the drop can hit harder than another big crash. A beat of silence, or even just a quarter beat of vacuum, makes the return feel huge. That little absence is what makes the listener jump. Since this lesson sits in the mastering area, we'll finish with light master style control, not full-on loudness war stuff. You want the breakdown to feel polished, but not flattened. On the master or breakdown bus, use EQ8 for gentle corrective work, like cutting below 25 or 30 Hz if needed. Add glue compressor with a mild setting, maybe 2:1 ratio, around 10 ms attack, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That will help glue the section together without squeezing the life out of it. Add a touch of saturator for density, then a limiter with the ceiling around minus 1 dB. The key here is not to make the breakdown louder just because it's quieter. Preserve the headroom so the actual drop has somewhere to go. A few quick mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the breakdown too busy. If every bar has a new sweep, impact, or reverse sound, the mystery disappears. Second, don't leave too much low end in the breakdown. If the sub stays strong, the drop loses power. Third, don't drown everything in reverb. Old school DNB wants atmosphere, not blur. Fourth, don't overdo the distortion on the dust layer. It should feel worn, not destroyed. And fifth, don't accidentally make the ghost drums sound like a full drop. Thin them out and let the negative space do the work. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push it further. Use micro silences. A tiny gap before the drop can feel heavier than a big flashy riser. Make the ghosts feel old by letting the timing wobble a little, keeping the high end filtered, and using small room ambience. Keep your sub mono. Automate your filters like you mean it. And above all, use contrast, not just effects. The breakdown works because the listener feels what is missing. For a simple practice exercise, try building a 4-bar ghost breakdown at 172 BPM using only stock Ableton devices. Include one chopped break loop, one ghost drum pattern, one bass tease hit, one tape dust texture, one filter automation move, and one moment of near silence before the return. If it still feels like the drop is coming, even though it isn't playing, you've nailed it. So to recap, a tape dust breakdown is not just a quiet section, it's a tension device. Use ghost drums, filtered breaks, bass fragments, and dusty texture to imply the drop without fully revealing it. Keep the arrangement sparse and intentional. Use mastering tools lightly to glue things together. And remember, the magic is in contrast, space, and imperfect movement. If you want, I can also turn this into a full 8-bar Ableton project template or a step-by-step rack with macro controls.